Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio. I'm your host, Neil Roland, and I am going to cover all about the recertification process and PDUs and everything else involved with the PMP, or the Project Management Professional Certification, and how you can gain more PDUs and fulfill all the requirements that are required for you right here at GoGo.com or at other locations. Here we go. All right, so first of all, I should probably tell you that if you're listening to this podcast radio show, you are probably already a PMP. If you are not a PMP, what you should know is that it is a certification exam that is orchestrated by the Project Management Institute, and what they are testing for is your knowledge and experience in terms of the best practices of project management. But if you have this certification or you plan to get this certification, one of the things you may consider or need to consider is how are you going to keep up this certificate? The certification that you gain from PMI, well, the first step, of course, is to get their approval to take the exam and then, of course, pass that exam. But once you have passed that exam, you need to show that you are continuously learning, that you are continuously applying the best practices and not resting on your laurels. We need to keep improving the profession, and you need to keep improving yourself. And the best way to do that is, of course, education as well as experience. And this current year is with the PMBOK 4th edition, and that doesn't mean there's not going to be a 5th, 6th, etc. Therefore, they are constantly looking for what is deemed as the best practices now and will be in the future. So this is a collective knowledge base that all of us are abiding by and helping to evolve and improve upon. So one way to gain PDUs is to contribute to the project management knowledge base, meaning you are either contributing an article to the PM magazines that come out every month or to the quarterly research, or you are participating in a conference or some other PMP event, whether sponsored by the Project Management Institute or some other organization closely related, or it's even in the case of if you're a trainer or in the case of just contributing to the knowledge base of your organization, even in something simple as hosting a brown bag, sharing the knowledge of what project management is all about. But on the other side is the learning, and that's your learning and growth. And in that case, you want to find places that you can attend and listen to those experts or to learn more about the best practices and what's the best and the newest research. And that means either reading those magazines that are contributed by others in the field or attending those conferences and finding out what they're saying and listening to their presentations or listening to podcasts like this. If it equals an hour, that is an hour of PDU. And getting those PDUs can be tedious, but you know what? You are learning something and you are continuously growing. And once you gather those necessary PDUs, you are going to automatically be recertified. Yes, there is a fee to do that, but it's much cheaper than going through the whole application process again, re-examining and doing all the necessary work that you had to do the first time you achieved your project management professional certification. Getting the renewal is a much easier path, and it actually is not very hard. For instance, here at GoGo, you can just take courses that will help you in both a career sense, but also just in your own personal knowledge, because that is something that you can apply daily. Even if it's not something that you can directly see that, oh, I did this and it caused that, it may be something that you just helps form your mind or gives you a paradigm that lets you think about how to approach different situations. Or maybe if somebody else is speaking in a new form or something that's more current, you are keeping your skills fresh, you are keeping your knowledge straight, And this is helping you become a better practitioner, because you do get PDUs from practicing your project management and getting more and more experience. Now, that is limited to 5 PDUs per year. And therefore, if you need the certification over a 3-year period, that is 15 PDUs, 5 per year, and 5 3 times is 15. You need to get a total of 60 PDUs. That means you are left with another 45 that need to be attained some other way. Either it's through the publications or presentations or contributions in the knowledge base, or it is your learning from that knowledge base. And for instance, taking a course here at GoGo, there is a course on risk management. Yes, a lot of it is what you had to study and prepare for when you took your PMP examination. But when you took your PMP examination, you may have felt that you didn't get all that you needed to know. Or it's been a couple years now, and you want to make certain that you have the right terms. Or maybe you studied in part edition 3, and you want to know what's different in part 4. And in that case, you'd sit through one of the GoGo courses in, you know, let's use this course, risk management, to keep us going. If you sit through the risk management course here at GoGo, that is going to be an 8-module course covering the risk management and its processes, its the tools and techniques, and some of the application. That course, because the hour-to-hour translation, yes, it's online, but there's still a lot of content being instructed, you are getting about 12 PDUs, because the course is going to cover at least 12 hours of conversation. That learning will be then translated into your PDUs. And if you think about it, too, you have just learned some more. Even if you haven't learned something new, you are at least keeping it fresh, you're keeping it active, and that's just one course. That's 12 PDUs right there, and then you can find other management activities. For instance, there is a Six Sigma course. Sit through the Six Sigma course, which has 2 parts. That is going to be probably close to 24 PDUs right there, because you are going to be learning about quality management and ways to enhance your quality and your statistical methods and better practices within your project management, which will improve your work as a project manager, but also will tone your skills and get them up to speed and be able to apply this knowledge. So at 2 senses, you have the learning the Six Sigma and applying the PDUs to your recertification, but also Six Sigma has its own certification cycle. So if you're going to do your PDUs and learn more, one suggestion is to go ahead and take courses that are going to give you more certifications, like the Six Sigma. You could start with a green belt and move to a black belt. All that time that you spend on learning the Six Sigma material will earn you PDUs, but also get you towards another certification, which of course is going to make you more marketable in your organization, or of course if you are job searching, it will make you even more marketable and give you more opportunities for job placement or job advancement. Six Sigma is just one of those areas that you can get on GoGo.com. There are other places and other courses that are applicable to your advancement, both in PDUs but also in certifications. For instance, ITIL, which is the Information Technology Infrastructure Library, which is an IT service management. And with that certification, there is a foundations course, which can give you 16 PDUs, and those PDUs, again, will be applied to your accreditation for PMP, but also the ITIL is a very popular and very fastly growing certification within the IT service management area, because as we all know, IT is very much a cornerstone of all that we do within businesses and organizations these days, and likewise, having that knowledge of how to manage the services is a very, very important piece. So if you are in the IT field, this is a perfect transitional because you have your PMP, which is showing your knowledge and experience within the project management end, which is more universal. But if you also get IT service management and showing that the project management and how to run the operational end of it, then you transition the both. One, you're getting more PDUs, but secondly, you are advancing your career, advancing your marketability within the organization or within the job market. But in any case, look through what is available here at gogo.com. You will see a plethora of different topics. If they are associated with project management or management in general, those are going to be able to be applied to your PDUs. And the nice thing at gogo.com is that you spend one fee of $250 and you get then a year's worth of all the courses that you want to take. So if there's something that you want to try out and you don't like it, well, then go and try the next one. But in any case, the time that you spend, because it's just, again, time spent, that it's not, you don't have to get another certification. You don't have to apply it towards anything in your personal growth in the sense that it's going to attain something. The knowledge alone is something that you're going to attain, and that's what they want you to do. They want you to stay current and to stay fresh. So therefore, if you are trying something out and you spend 3 hours and you say, you know what, this is not for me, just take those 3 hours. But the more that you learn, the more that you explore, the better off you'll be. Of course, the best thing is to finish an entire course, because that way when you enter this into the PMI.org website, you are going to list this course or whatever course you take, and you need to document it. And they are only going to request documentation based on a random auditing system or some necessity that says, hey, there's a red flag being shown. And in that case, you just need to show a transcript or some documented proof, which is very easy to do. And that could be supplied by GoGo or whatever course that you're taking from anywhere on the web or any personal course, even courses that you take in your organization. If your company is putting on a training on communication management, take it. And that course right there is going to be enough to fulfill your PDU requirements along with all these other courses that are readily available for you online, like places as gogo.com. Now, the next part that we need to talk about is how do you verify and enter these and record these PDUs that you are gaining. And that first, you need to go to the www.pmi.org website. And at that location is where you have an account already set up. You should have already set one up, one when you applied for the PMP approval to be able to sit for the PMP exam. Then, when you're there, you should, if you've of course been a PMP, you are have a status. And that status, whether you're a PMI member or not, doesn't matter. You should have your account there. And that account shows your status and if you are current and good and when your certification is to expire. There is a spot on that website that we are going to document our course and our PDUs. So step one, of course, is to log into PMI.org. Second, you'll see a button that says View PDUs. What you need to do is click on that button, and then from there, you should see a screen with all of your recorded or reported PDUs. Now, of course, if you don't have any, then, of course, this page will be primarily blank, although most of the information is there. Now, if you do have some recorded, you are able to view in a PDF format which ones you've already accomplished. But also there is a button there that you probably care more about, or a link I should say, and that's Report PDUs. Clicking on the Report PDU, you will get another screen and it will have a progress bar at the top for reporting your professional development units. The first step, of course, is to indicate what the PDU category is. There are a lot of categories. Unfortunately, PMI has narrowed them down a little bit, but there are five main, I guess you could call it, sections. So five categories, and then there's subcategories within that. For a GoGo course, that's going to be a category 4, which is because GoGo is not a registered educational provider yet from PMI, although it still has project management courses. And in that case, they are not in the PMI's internal system, but they still count. And what they'll count for is hour per hour. For instance, if the course was 1 hour long, then you would get one PDU. All you need to do is track how long you are in those courses, and then also that time is recorded per GoGo course, and there will be a transcript to verify how much time that course is indicated to take. That is the number of PDUs that you can claim on your report. The other categories are, number one is a formal education or formal academic course. For instance, if you're going after a master's degree in project management or quality management or something of that nature, that's category one. Category two is the contributions to the project management, especially the PMI controlled elements. For instance, write in an article in the journals or in the newspapers or magazines or on their blogs, or participating in a PMI chapter meeting, or running a speech, or training, or holding a formal course or workshop. Those are all what fall in the category 2, and they range from A all the way to D. After E, you have 2F, 2G, 2H. What the G is if you develop content, not necessarily presenting it. The F is where you actually author books based upon it. And H is when you are doing your contribution in an experience sense. So if you are doing your time, and that means a minimum of 6 months per calendar year, you can earn the 5 PDUs, therefore only 15 max. Now, if you do self-directed learning, which is reading a book or reading the magazines that come out or listening to these podcasts, those are indicated under the 2SDL, self-directed learning. And those activities are maximized at 15. But if you think about how long it takes you to read one or two books based on this material, that probably can really add up to the 15 PDUs. From there, category 3 are those training courses or anything that you take, webinars or official classes or whether online or in person. Those are through the registered educational providers from PMI, so that's category 3. Category 4 are those that are not already registered with PMI. And category 5 has A, B, and C, and what that is A is where you are trying to advance the PMI or the project management within an organization. Yes, we already said that there is an indicator indicator where you can have an advancement. Just the experience within project management. But this is more advancement in the sense that you are running a PMO or overseeing other project managers, or you are committee members or helping implement even a PMO, or running it for a charitable company or an organizational for that's a nonprofit within your community, or maybe something that happened in a worldwide catastrophe and you're helping run funds for it or something of that nature. That would give you the PDUs under category 5. So in review then, the categories are 1 through 5. The ones for GoGo courses will fall under number 4, which are training courses or material that are provided by other providers, is what it's quoted at. And again, that is one contact hour of learning relevant to your project management within any structured activity. And there is, of course, structure to the GoGo courses because there are modules, and then there's indications of how much time is spent and what you are covering. There's an agenda, objectives, course descriptions. And then, of course, GoGo can provide you verification of completing such courses. Once you indicate the category, which is number 4 in our example here of using a GoGo course, the second step then is to claim the information regarding the course that you took. One, of course, being the title of whatever course you selected, let's say Six Sigma Project Management. You indicate the dates that you started it and completed it, and of course you cannot put future dates. It has to be a date that you've already completed the PDU material. Then you indicate what process or processes that it fits under. So, for instance, you know, Six Sigma, you might just put under monitoring control, or you can say really it's all of them, depending on what your take is. And this is really up to you, how you want to verify it. But Six Sigma is really about the monitoring, the controlling, and the planning. So let's click those two or three boxes. Then the knowledge areas, this one will probably be mostly quality management. So that's an easy tick mark there. And then the industry, and that industry that you are going to indicate just applies to however it's going to cover, whether in your organization or in general. This one, of course, I think is quality and project management, so I'm going to tick that box. Then below, I enter the GoGo information, and that is available on the GoGo website. I entered all that information. I hit Next. The next step is to indicate how many PDUs that is worth. Well, I took Six Sigma 1 and Six Sigma Part 2. Each of those were 8 hours in length, and then I am going to indicate 16 PDUs. And I hit Next. And then the final and fourth step is to confirm and submit. And by this, you are abiding by your code of conduct that we all signed and we all agreed to, whether we are a PMP or even just a member of the Project Management Institute. But we all abide by this, and we are verifying and, you know, putting our hand up and swearing that, yes, this, I did it, I can claim it, I am not falsifying anything. And because really, what do you have to gain if you're just going to falsify things? You just be honest and say, this is what I did, this is how much I would like to claim, and then you tick the box that says, I agree that everything is accurate and truthful, and then you hit submit, and voila, you're done. And in that case, you've just indicated that you've claimed the 16 PDUs towards your recertification. And look at that, 15 credits per cycle for just working in project management, another 16 PDUs for learning about Six Sigma and quality so that I could apply it into my project management, and I'm already more than halfway to my recertification. So GoGo can help you get there, and that is only one out of many resources, so I welcome and encourage you to use all the resources that are out there for you. It does not have to be that expensive for you. You really can be building yourself and collecting these over the long term in little easy bite-sized pieces. And again, I think if you're going to make this requirement work for you, try to pick things that will benefit you. And if you end up with more PDUs, hey, that's even better. But the idea is I would like you to find ways that you can improve yourself personally, improve your performance within your project management work, and just grow. And if it helps you towards a certification like ITIL, then absolutely go to it. But in any case, that is the easy steps to gather your PDUs from GoGo and other sources and how to submit them on your PMI.org website. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to email or put comments or concerns or questions in the box, and I would be more than happy to help you and assist you or answer any questions. Or if other people within the community have suggestions, more than welcome to enter them in the GoGo community forums. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And look for more of my radio shows here on GoGo.com, and as well as my PDUs courses and other management help. All right. Have a great day, and take care.